All right, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com. I'm here in the Eldora Speedway pit area with Tim McCready. Tim, I want to just talk about with you, since you've raced for a good while, about the escalation of money that seems to have come into the sport, not only in purse value, but also in championship money as well. What's your viewpoint on the direction that that's going?
Oh, I mean, on my end, of course, being a guy that basically earns my money off of how I run, you always love to see influx of money. So what the strains it puts on everything else, I don't really see all that personally. I'm understanding, I'm sure it doesn't help the promoter all the time. Or, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. But at the end of the day, for us, it's we're thankful that we get the race for that kind of money.
And I was just looking before this race, you know, you won the championship in 2021. You got $75,000. If you come out ahead in your race with Overton and wind up fifth, you're going to get $75,000. That's the escalation is dramatic.
Yeah, and that's all. It's like something that we as a team are thankful for and appreciate the fact that these guys are stepping up. And obviously, there's caveats that come with it, with the format they decided to go with, and things like that. And you know, that's part of life. I mean, you make sacrifices every day, as a parent or as a race car driver, as a team owner, crew people, on how to get better or what to do and things. So that's part of it. So it's if it gets us to, I mean, we're getting to numbers that I'd probably, if you had asked me 10 years ago, I'd have told you that you were crazy. So we're getting to numbers that I didn't even know was obtainable in our division. So It's pretty neat that we can do that, and hopefully we can keep growing the sport and keep doing it.
Like you said, you know, you're a competitor. You're not necessarily seeing things from the promoter's view or the series view, but in your mind, do you think this is sustainable? Can we continue to do this, you know, for 5 years, 8 years?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, obviously, anything you do in racing, whatever division you're in, when there's financial strains, whether it's it's just like anything. You'll see things go by the wayside. There'll be teams that can't honestly think that I can outlay this type of money to race. And then you'll see promoters that in certain areas might not be able to host an event like that. But as that happens, you see other promoters that have bigger events, maybe in other divisions, that can come in and say, well, look at, I've never had a chance to host a race. It's just part of life. You have to kind of find your niche. If my owners decided they didn't want to spend this kind of money like they're doing, they could race regionally or run some of the smaller series and cut their expenses down. I mean, there's a niche for all of us. I mean, unfortunately, not everybody could be in this maybe top division racing for all this money, because it is hard when you put as many good guys on both traveling tours as we got now, and a few guys start winning all the money, and it's hard to keep going when you lose it. But at the end of the day, I don't really know how to answer all that. I mean, the cost of living's up, everything's up, so the purses had to come up. I mean, you couldn't just sit here and say, well, 10 grand to win is the standard in 1982 and then the standard in 2023. So I would imagine a lot of these purses have just reflected just cost of living increases throughout the world, or the country, I should say. And then as that, because motors are, everything's up. Crew help, you have to pay them more. You have to pay everybody more than what we did. And if the purses couldn't come up, you'd see way more teams leaving. I mean, running for 5 grand to win and 300 to start, it doesn't matter where you're at. That's not a feasible purse anymore. Especially when you look at the back gate, you walk up to that same $5,000 to win show that used to be 10 bucks or 15 bucks to get in the back gate, now it's 40. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, we maybe have to pay a little more to come into the track, but at the end of the day, I think purses from top to bottom going up is what is going to keep the sport healthy, and that's all you can, because if you don't have owners like this and they decide they don't want to do it because they run ninth and all of a sudden ninth pays 500 bucks when it pays 100,000 to win, it's hard to ask owners to keep coming out for that. So I think we just got to take a look at things. Maybe the winner's share doesn't need to be 80% more than the second place, you know what I mean? Maybe like a 50, you know, half, and another 5/8, you know, whatever you want to do with this purse. And I'm not saying you need to pay way more for 15th. We're here to win. We're here to run good. But you need to, you know, there's no reason for a six-figure purse and a $80,000 drop-off in any race that I've ever been a part of. I come to them. I'm going to continue to come to them. But I just don't see benefit. I know in the mid-80s and early 90s when you only had a newspaper to look at, you could put that headline on that paper and it looked cool, but I think total purse is what would get the fans excited, and you know, they just want to see a good race, and it doesn't, you don't race any harder when it's 100 grand to win than you do when it's five. At least I don't. Yeah. I put it on 110% every time I go out there.
And then the last thing, you know, you kind of touched on it, how now there's so many different series. There's like, you've got XR and you got Flow and of course World Outlaws and Lucas, and you're racing a lot.
Yeah.
Which means you're away from home a lot. There's a lot, and the crew guys are away from home a lot. So it's putting added demands time wise.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, being racers, we all like to race. I mean, we don't do it just because we're forced to do it. We love the race. So it is hard to go home. I was home last weekend. We didn't race after the rainouts, and I'm going to be home after this weekend, and there's a big race going on, and it's hard to sit at home and say, man, you know, I could have a shot at that if I go down there and we put some effort in and things go our way. We could win 40 grand or 50 grand, whatever they're paying. So it's hard to do, but also you gotta sometimes take a small step back to go forward, and I don't know what the right number of races are, whether it's 85 or 100 or if it's 60. It's really team by team basis. That's what's going to keep teams healthy, is knowing what their limits are. I mean, running down to Florida for speed weeks for 4 weeks straight when you only have two motors, unless you understand that you could spend your entire budget in the first month of the season, then maybe you shouldn't be looking at going down there. And I know everybody wants to go down there because it's fun and it's refreshing and it's like a mecca of auto racing for 3 to 4 weeks down there. But as a realist, you got to look at your budget and say, man, do it. If I go down there and make a bunch of races, is that going to make my team or career any different than it would have been if I would stay close to the grindstone, get my stuff ready, and when we roll into Chillicothe in a month, put this thing on the pole against all these travelers? I mean, so that's kind of what you got to do as a race team. Like, there's more money there. There's also more expensive. So as a race team, you just got to sit down and see what you can do with your owner. And that's what will keep the sport healthy, is owners. We got to have owners. Because the minute owners are gone, there's just not enough money for a team to, and it was this way in the 80s with big blocks, anything. There's not enough money ever to pay every single bill and every single person that you have to do this. You need owners that love it, whether they use it for whatever they do business-wise, but they love doing it and they continue to support the sport. So you just got to keep them guys coming in.
All right, he's a Lucas Oil Late Model champion and a World of Outlaws champion. That's Tim McCready. Thank you, Tim.
No problem. Thank you.